anyway, but yeah.
All right, so here we are. We're in Jason's basement. I'm Jason minus one Jason, so it's going to be Jason's basement, and this is at my crib this week. With me, I got TQD from the Background Noise Crew, my man. We'll say what's up.
What's good, my brother? My brother? What's good, my brother?
No, yeah.
Glad to be here. Glad to be a part of this. You know, we're still in Jason's basement. Mm-hmm. You know, it doesn't specify who.
Whose basement?
I mean, spelling-wise, technically.
Well, technically, if you want to look into the technicalities of the
technicalities involved.
You want to look at the vernacular of the technicalities.
That's real, my brother, because we got to pontificate and congratulate and lactate. Dude, you know, the funniest shit ever. I took a trip to Memphis, and as soon as I got off the plane, I caught a cab. Well, this is like maybe 5 or 6 years ago. As soon as I get in the cab, the first thing, "So, do you follow the brother minister?" So he went on this, like, it was a 40 minutes from there to my hotel.
The cab driver?
Nation of Islam, you know, because, "Do you follow the brother minister, Farrakhan?" He's like, "Well, you know about the history of every..." And it was just this long dissertation, you know. Oh, my God, like 40 minutes of Nation of Islam talk. It was... It was entertaining, to say the least.
But I can't give up pork, man.
I'm a
white woman, so we're kind of, so I'm already off the grid.
That's all right. I don't eat animals. Not because
because you're vegetarian.
I don't really care about the animals. It's really just a taste preference thing.
Really?
Yeah.
Cheeseburger don't taste good to you?
Not really. I'm not really into cheese. I think cheese is disgusting.
I because it comes from
the tip. I always got to preface that because, you know, if I say, like, "Yeah, I don't eat meat, I don't eat dairy," like, oh, you know, they come at me in attack mode, like I'm a member of PETA or something. I'm like, no, it's just a taste thing. I guess I'm not passionate one way or the other about the animals. It's just, you eat what you want to eat, shut the fuck up, and I'll eat.
Yeah, that's what pissed me off about vegetarians, man. They always, you know.
But then people come at me on attack mode, and like, I didn't say anything. You can eat what you want, man. Like, it's cool. Like,
see, that's what other vegetarians have given vegetarians like you a bad name.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You can't even say cheeseburger in front of a vegetarian, and they start, "You like to eat meat, eat burnt flesh. How you eat anything with a face?"
I don't care about all that. I'll go out and eat with anybody, as long as they got one thing on the menu for me, cool.
I don't know.
Like, people are so high. It's food, people. Chill. All
right.
Just chill. But anyway.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Okay. So anyway, so we got a couple things we're going to talk about. We're going to review the album, David Banner, Ninth Wonder's album. What was it called? Death of a Pop Star.
Death of a Pop Star.
Yeah, they came out a few months ago, actually.
Maybe right around Christmas time.
Yeah. Because I remember, we listened to it then. So it was a few months ago. So we're going to talk about that and how I feel about that. And then we're going to go into my favorite, Like It or Smite It.
There you go.
And since Jason isn't here, we're going to make a list of, should we make a list?
We'll figure it out.
Of what movies he hasn't seen, because he's a douche. Hadn't seen like
half of
everything.
Yeah,
there
was a couple of them. I was like,
you see what I'm saying?
The Terminator?
How you not see the Terminator?
I mean, I can, okay, maybe you like it, maybe you don't, but you at least seen it.
Yeah, it's like you seen the first one, but then didn't go for the other three or four or whatever, right? I could get that, but not see the first one?
Yeah.
All the Bach. Though he ain't seen Nightmare on Elm Street.
And that's another one. It's like,
classic.
You're allowed not to like things that maybe, you know, and maybe everybody else likes, but you gotta at least check it out.
I think scared. I think he'd be like, he's too scared to watch the scary movies. That's what I think. I think he's like cuddling up with his mom's skirt whenever.
But, you know, in all fairness, it took me like 7 years to listen to The Chronic, so I can't really say anything.
What?
Yeah,
Man, you tripping.
They
now
played half the album on MTV anyway.
True.
Back in the day, so I was like, whatever, you know.
You didn't have to buy it. It was everywhere. Yeah.
So true. I was like, all right, let me go finally listen to these other five songs that I didn't see the video for.
That's true. I didn't think about that, because when that shit came out, it was on fire, man.
Yeah.
Man, that shit was everywhere. You couldn't go anywhere without hearing Dre Day or whatever the fuck.
There's just sometimes in hip hop history where I just remember like everybody playing the hell out of it, where it just kind of loses its impact. Now it's like, it's hard to remember. Like, it's hard to, like, people laugh at Hammer now. But yeah. It's hard to forget. Like, you remember.
I remember.
You know, you're a little bit older than me. Mm-hmm. You're even more cognizant of how. But I remember that dude, you couldn't go anywhere. And then, like, 2 years later, you couldn't go anywhere without Dre. Mm-hmm. And then, like, a few years after that, you couldn't go anywhere without Tupac. It was mm-hmm. just like, you know, and some things were
everywhere.
And there was other big stuff in, but there was just some stuff. It was just like, all right, there was just, okay, please, just can you turn it up? Can we listen to something else?
For real. Like, motherfuckers on Tupac's dick in a major way, man.
Yeah.
I mean, don't get me wrong, Tupac was
I thought he was a good rapper.
I thought he was good, but he wasn't.
All time great? No, I will respectfully disagree.
Yeah.
He had Me Against the World. That album was fucking dope.
That was a dope
The rest
album.
Of the catalog is cool. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying he's a whack rapper. Yeah. I just never thought of him as an all-time
Tupacalypse
great.
Now was kind of weird. I mean, it was good, but it was very immature.
Yeah, it was cool. He was still building.
And then he came out with, what did he come out of Tupacalypse Now? He came out with, it wasn't Me Against the World.
That was the one with I Get Around.
I Get Around,
that was
yeah.
Jam.
That
album
shit.
Wasn't really that tight.
Yeah, he had like five good songs.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. I'm like, he was tight, but it was just, you know, people just tend to. I don't know. Actually, we're going to get into this a little
revisionist
bit later.
Revisionist history.
We're going to get into this a little bit later. But yeah, because I actually wanted to. This was something I want to talk about later.
Like,
we'll get
okay,
into it.
Okay. Well, let's move on. All right. So we might as well talk about it. Everybody else talk about it. And it's going to be probably serious. But I just want to talk about it for a few minutes. Osama bin Laden. Motherfuckers is like.
Man, I didn't really give a shit. Dude, in the fucking 2004 debate, you know. President Bush was like, I'm not really concerned with him.
Yeah, I'm not
even
thinking
about
him.
Or maybe it wasn't a debate, but I remember him saying, like, I'm not really concerned with him.
I'm not concentrating on him.
Which, to me, either means the dude's dead and you just don't want to tell us, or you can't find his ass. Like, it was one of the two. That's how it just depended on.
You know what some real shit is? That motherfucker was in with that family, man.
Yeah.
Bush was in with that family, man. But I ain't going to get into no conspiracy theories or anything like that. But I'm just saying some shit ain't right.
But see,
how did nigga be skating around for 8 years?
No, you could get into conspiracy theories. See, you know, because it's bullshit. People are only conspiracy theorists when it's somebody they don't like. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like there's people out there that are like, oh, you know, 9/11, it was the government. And then people who are fans of Bush will be like, man, that's a conspiracy theory, shut up. And then those are the same people that are like, where's the birth certificate? Man, fuck that. People are so selective about what they want. Believe what you want. Just be suspicious of government at all times. Or
never at all.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, people are so selective about that. That's bull.
Yeah, that is real talk.
That's bull.
That's real talk. Because, man, that motherfucker, man, it's Osama, man, everybody act like dancing in the streets when they heard he was there.
What's
like, what's changed? Yeah. What done changed?
I thought everything. No, wasn't everything going to come to a halt once Saddam was taken out?
Yeah, that was it.
That was it. That was like, Iraq was done. We were done with Iraq after that.
Psych.
I think. Yeah.
We're just fucking around. We just
so now Bin Laden is gonna be the end. Yeah, until we get the next boogeyman.
Yeah.
Like, come on, man.
Come on, man. I mean, you know, so don't get me wrong. That motherfucker had to go.
But I'm just saying,
ain't shit changed.
Ain't nothing
ain't
gonna
damn
change.
Thing changed. We still in Afghanistan. We still in Iraq.
Somebody's gonna not like you.
Mm-hmm.
There's always somebody who does not like you.
Mm-hmm. And you know? I mean, honestly, do you think that motherfucker was running shit? He was hot. You know, it's like the dude when the popo's riding, you know, looking for you, and you got a bench warrant, all kinds of people looking for you.
Yeah.
Search, people searching your mama's house, everything, and then you right there on the corner still doing what you're doing. No, that dude was out the game.
Yeah.
He was sitting over there with his dialysis machine out the game.
He was just chilling. I was just, I didn't really do
shots.
Anything, because it's like, we're always, you know, at fighting somebody.
Mm-hmm.
We'll find somebody new.
Yeah, somebody.
Well, it looks like we already got it with the whole Libya. I don't really know enough about it to mm-hmm. really get into, but it's like we already got our next boogeyman taken care of. So it's like, ain't nothing changed. We'll just find someone else.
Motherfuckers already talking about going fucking with Pakistan now.
They got like they got like five other places there. It's like, do we always have to be fighting somebody? Like, can't we just be chilling?
It's because the motherfuckers don't feel it personally. They can talk all that shit. Like, you can have all them Toby Keith and Lee Greenwood come out singing all them national anthems, you know, praise and war and all that shit. But these be the first motherfuckers to be talking about, I got my back hurt when it's time to go fight. So when motherfuckers feel it personally, then, you know, they'll act right. But until then, they're going to be talking all that bullshit. Yeah, I don't give a fuck. Fuck Saddam or whoever that Osama been, whatever the fuck.
It's like, hey, you know, we need to deal with them, but it's just, I don't know. It's just, whatever. Ain't nothing going to change. You pick up a newspaper from 30 years ago, you're still going to hear about some sort of conflict we have in the Middle East. The country may have changed, but it's more it's ain't nothing changed, man.
Same shit. Different country, same
so
shit.
So that's all I really want to talk about that. You know, you kind of, you know about how I feel about certain things.
And you know how I feel.
We don't need to get that deep.
We're right here.
We ain't trying to get that deep. Yeah. You know, that's
what,
all I need.
What about the picture? Should they show the picture?
Should they show the...
When a motherfucker got his cap blown off?
Man, they ain't going to show no
Oh, picture. That should have come out. You know that should have come out. You know that shit'll come out. They always pop out. How they gonna show president of Jack Kennedy, you know, whatever the fuck his name is, that president got his head blown off. They sell his shit on the middle of an album cover called The Carcass, a heavy metal album. They got his head right there with his head blown off.
You know they got some other angle. It's like the Bill Hicks joke. You know they got some other angle that we don't know about. That's he used to have the joke like every president gets in the office so ambitious, and then they just show him a different angle. From the Kennedy. And then that's why they all end up being liars. All I'm going to say about that.
Don't say about that shit, too. But I don't know. I don't give a shit if they show the picture. They can show it.
It don't matter.
It still won't change
What's
the damn
gonna
thing.
What's it
going to
change?
We're going to just piss off some Muslims.
We'll find somebody. They're already pissed. That's what. They're already pissed. We're going to be fighting anyway. We'll be fighting somebody. That's just, we just find a way to do that.
Yeah.
Just whatever. Somehow, some way, you know. That's getting a little too deep.
If you haven't turned off yet, so we're going to switch off and talking about the David Banner ninth album, Ninth Wonder album. So, I don't know. I'll let you go first since. Actually, you want to do your tickety's?
Well, we're going to get into that. We're going to talk about that later.
Okay, we'll do that at the end.
David Banner, Ninth Wonder. David Banner, for those that don't know, is from Mississippi. And
Dirty.
He was originally in a duo called Crooked Lettuce.
Crooked Lettuce.
Yeah, it was a good record, and then he kind of just made beats for a while, and then decided to start rapping.
Who made beats for?
Just kind of, you know, more of the kind of ghost producing sort of thing. You know, just sell it to somebody who then claims credit sort of deal. But anyway, and so he was doing his thing and then made enough money from that. All right, I'm going to start rapping. And he's put out a few albums where it's like half serious, half like, you know, typical pop stuff. And then I guess this time he decided to link up with Ninth Wonder and make a serious album. And the reaction I had to this was the same one I had when they were like, so Heath Ledger will be playing the Joker. I was like, okay. All right, I'll check it out. You know.
But what did you think? What did you think about it?
I thought it was cool.
Did you?
I mean, because when David Banner wants to talk about something, he can. Because he, you know, back in the Crooked Letters day, this is the first time since really then that he's really kind of gotten a little deep on some topics. Like I thought he was good.
Mm-hmm. I've always liked David Banner, man. I don't know why. I always liked him. He's got like three different like voices. I always hear him rapping about, and I like the way he switches it up, man. And he's pretty lyrical too, man. Some of the stuff I heard, man, I really liked what I heard. If I had to say put a stamp on it, I liked it. I really liked it, man. I didn't like that one song. Gotta lead them to the light.
That was a really good beat.
Mm-hmm.
Good beat.
That was a good beat, but that was not a good lyrics. I didn't like the lyrics all that much. But I mean, aside from that song, quality, I thought it was good.
Yeah, it was good. It was nice and to the point. And it was cool. I would say there was probably 7 or 8 of the jams that were cool. Mm-hmm. There wasn't.
What's your top joint on it?
Top joint was. Actually, it was the song after that, the one that he's talking about, the stripper.
Slow down.
Yeah, I mean,
slow down.
Like, that one was kind of cool. Like, he was just flowing on that. Like, he just had, you know, the hook was a little whatever, but he was flowing.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
It was good.
I like my joint was the one with Ludacris that he had in there.
Yeah, no, that was a good one too.
Yeah.
That was a good one too. And actually, I like the song with Erykah Badu, where Knife Wonder gets on the mic.
Yeah.
I was like, okay.
Only rhyming half the time.
Like, I like those moments. They don't do that enough anymore. Remember back in the day, you used to, like, the DJ
come out
get
and
on the
somewhere.
Mic and just get on a verse. It's like, all right. All right, Jam Master Jay, that was a good verse. Just stay away, though, the rest of the album. Don't expose yourself.
Stay on the album. Stay over there. Don't
just
come
just
out
do this
come.
One verse, you know. You know.
I remember that. Who else? Jazzy Jeff.
Jazzy Jeff had my favorite line. He said, "Yo, I'm the JAZZ Jazzy." Think about that for a second.
He forgot the wild like.
Oh, that's funny though.
He got the wild like.
You know what's funny about Jazzy Jeff is he, I swear, he makes doper beats. Oh, he makes real dope beats, except for the ones on the Jazzy Jeff and Fresh Prince albums. Mm-hmm. But that's another thing. But anyway, so Bob, what do you think overall, besides the Ludacris jam?
Overall, man, it was a good album, man. Overall, I jam it at work, because I got the edited version, so I can pop it in. You know, so I jam it at work, and I don't know, I dig it, man. I think I'm gonna give this four Downey sheets.
Four Downey sheets, okay.
I think I'm giving it four Downey sheets.
Yeah, I think I will give it four Downey sheets as well. And I think what actually does justice is the length. It is nice and to the point. It was maybe even like 35, 40 minutes, maybe tops. Like, mm-hmm. It got like, I think if that album was like a few tracks longer, I wouldn't like it as much. Like, I think it really makes its point and then gets home and like. You know, like,
why did they name it Death of a Pop Star? Because, I mean,
he was saying that it was just a sign of the times in the industry with all the you know, people who just want to buy three songs in iTunes or just download it for free, that it's pretty much the end of, you know, the true mega pop star at this point.
Mm-hmm. Like, even by a single, all these new dudes, man. Like,
even the big names aren't really as big as they probably would be 10 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah, like, more, who's big now? Like, I mean, like, honestly, like for new like, coming right now.
Like, the big pop stars, like, I guess, what, like Lady Gaga? Like,
yeah.
But she doesn't seem like that huge mega star. You know, like, that's kind of. Like,
yeah, she's pretty big.
She's
pretty
big, but she's not like that, you know, when you got to check your license to make sure she's not on it. Big,
right.
You know, like, that's how they describe it. Like, it's just a sign of the times that era is over.
Yeah, because motherfuckers got the single now. You know, you make one good song and that's all, and people just buy the single.
Yeah. So, like, I think that's as much, like, people download shit for free, but...
That's neither here nor there.
If you go on iTunes and buy three songs, well, technically you're still killing album sales too.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? That doesn't count as an album sale. That's three songs.
So you had to buy four or more?
No, you buy the album.
You buy an album that counts as an album sale.
Yeah.
So if they buy the one or two or three that's singles?
Yeah, you're just buying songs. You know, your album is an album. You know?
I was looking on this kid's iPod the other day and, you know, just checking out because I had my iPhone out and I'm listening to music. He's like, "What you listening to?" And you know, I told him the Toadies. He didn't know what the fuck that was, you know, obviously, but you know, that's some older people shit. And that's rock music too. I listen to it everything. Anyway, so he hands me his little iPod and I start flipping through it. And I said, "Oh, you got a lot of albums on here." He goes, "No, those are songs." I said, "Wait a minute, you just got a song?" He was like, "Yeah, it's about a song here, two songs here." No, I was like, skipping through. I said, "Man, you ain't got one album on here. Not one whole album on
here." That's the problem. People don't want to buy the album. It's not that they're downloading the album. I mean, people are doing that too. But I mean, they're buying three songs.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's probably killing more album sales, excuse me, than just downloading this. You know, because people will still buy stuff. They're but still see, buying. But that's what buying single songs.
See, that's what perpetuates bullshit, and that's why you don't have quality albums. Cause motherfuckers trying to put together one song. If I could just make one hit song,
yeah,
you know what I mean. Then one video to go with it, I made it. You know what I mean? Like, who's that flash in the pan? Nicki Minaj. Remember her about 2 months ago? Her name was on everybody's mouth. She remember, was everywhere.
Even go back a little bit. Fat Joe, Lean Back. Nobody bought that album though. That might have went gold on accident, you know? But like, as big as that song was, though, you remember that song was everywhere.
It was terrible. I hated that song.
That song was everywhere, though.
Did you see the lean back dance?
Yeah.
Lazy ass shit.
Hey, as he was saying, he was like, look, I'm a bigger dude, whatever. No, but I guess my point is, like, that song was everywhere. Like, absolutely everywhere. And that album maybe went gold. Why? Because everybody just bought the single. Mm-hmm. So technically, they didn't technically steal it. They just bought the single. They didn't want to buy the album.
I think dudes that still moving units, man, is probably dudes like Lil Wayne.
Yeah.
Yeah, like maybe Jay-Z still moving units, but he's just becoming a single dude himself.
Yeah.
Who else?
Eminem still sells.
Yeah, I mean, he got fans. I mean,
there's still people that, you know, like the Drake album, I think that may have went gold.
Oh, God.
B.O.B., I think B.O.B. and Drake are about to go platinum. Like, they're great. You know, people are still buying stuff. It's just, you know, make them want the album.
Yeah, you know? I know, but all they play on the radio is bullshit, and then they go seek that song out.
Yeah, you know what I mean? But like, I remember back in the day watching Young TV Raps, like, it was diverse. Like, you would see Hammer, followed by 2 Live Crew, followed by an Ice Cube video, followed by a Public Enemy video, followed by an EPMD video, like, followed by Digital Underground. Like, that's a bunch of different styles, and they're all on the same show.
Mm-hmm.
If you didn't like it, you just waited on the next song to come on, and you probably like that one.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's just everything
the
sounds
exactly the same damn thing.
Even the people, you know, like B.O.B., he talks about stuff that I'm interested in, but the presentation is done exactly like everybody else. So I still don't want to listen to it. You know, like, it's not even, he's not even talking about, you know, bitches and all that, clubs and
I know, what kind of successful song can you talk about without talking about bitches and hoes? Cars and clothes.
B.O.B.?
Slamming Cadillac doors.
Yeah, he does it.
Blow? That nigga blew up, came out of nowhere.
He was...
That
yeah,
dude came out of nowhere. I mean, I saw the album for like $6, and I was like, who is B.O.B.?
He's one of those dudes that was like featured on everybody's song for a couple of years, and then that's kind of how
really
he caught on. Like,
I
was
never
on,
even heard of that dude until I was walking
to
Target.
I heard his name because people were buzzing. He was kind of the cameo king for a second, and then you know, finally the album came out.
I never even heard of that dude. Like, straight up, I looked at that and I was like, this dude was out of nowhere.
Yeah.
Out of nowhere. I never even seen him on a feature. What? Who did he feature with?
Well, the mixtapes, too. Like, I forget.
You a fucking encyclopedia.
No, but sometimes it's just mixtapes, man. Like, the dude, what's the guy? Asher Roth, like, he came out of nowhere. But not necessarily, because
that shit was so corny.
I remember hearing he just had mixtapes. Like, I remember hearing, if you checked out this mixtape, and then
shit
a couple years
corny.
Later. I listened to his album. Like, he sounds like a dude who actually can rap, but obviously the label told him don't get
to do
too
this.
Deep on it. But like, just from a skills standpoint, like, he sounds cool. Like, he can rap.
I couldn't even
but
for a second get that shit no more.
But it was the lyrics just were so cheesy.
That's what I'm saying.
But he can
mad
flow.
Corny, man.
He can flow. It's just give him something. Let him talk about something.
I'll take your word for it.
I said he could flow. I didn't say he could talk about something. You know.
I'll take your word.
A lot of
for
people
it.
Can flow.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's, you know.
I will take your word for it, sir.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. But, we got off way off topic. David Banner, ninth one.
Well, we gave it our 4, Downey.
What did you give it, though? I mean,
I gave it the 4.
You gave it 4?
Yeah.
Okay, I didn't know you.
I assume you can't do half Downey Sheets, so I just give it a 4. It's not 3 is too low for that, so I'll just give it the 4.
Lexi tried it last week, and she tried to give it half, and
okay,
it didn't work out.
Yeah, I didn't.
And I tried to get Lexi to come on this show. I mean, he got like what? A hot Caucasian, black, Asian, Latino chick all rolled into one.
I don't know what you're talking about because I don't see race. So, you know, people tell me I'm black, but
yeah, I don't see race.
I just take their word for it. You know,
I just
whatever.
See titties. I don't see race.
I just eat titties. I don't see race, man.
That was a nice one. I gotta give you a pound for that one. I was not expecting that. Just had to pull the Stephen Colbert there for a second. I can see race.
Yeah. All right. So you once again, you listening to Jason's Basement. You got TQD and Tone Crusher Smith, aka Andy Handsome, aka Baby Daddy, all that good stuff, aka Frugalist, if you will. All from Background Noise Crew. You can catch everything on jasonsbasement.net, or you can go to jasonsbasementdnc@gmail.com to hit us up with some stories, news, and if you need advice, I'm here to give advice. All that good stuff. All right, so I guess, I don't know, we'll probably make this a pretty short podcast, because I don't know. We did the album review, and now we're going to get into some Like It or Smite It.
Yeah.
All right, so... I've been thinking about my Like It or Smite It very carefully.
Okay. How many of these do we get?
Many as you want.
Okay.
How many you got?
I don't know. However many you have, I'm just going to copy you. Because right. I got a bunch of ideas. All right, well, I got to be talking forever either.
I got a couple here. Okay. All right, so my first Like It or Smite It. Uggs.
Uggs?
Well...
You definitely smite that. You smite that.
I smite that? You think so?
Oh, absolutely.
Right. Yeah. You know me. You know me. I smite.
You know
that.
How I knew?
Huh?
Because I haven't met a person who likes Uggs except.
But why the fuck? Except white girls in sweatpants.
I don't know what you're talking about. I don't see race, man. What are you I've seen some women wearing them, but I haven't. I don't know anybody. Everybody talks smack about it. You know.
But they're everywhere. Every fucking way. I don't like these things, man. They look like fucking moon boots or moon moccasins. I would say, like, this shit don't make no sense. Them shits don't even look comfortable. Like, they don't support your feet.
I don't know. It's
walk around in house shoes all day. It's like, that's what it looks like. House boots.
Yeah.
That's what it look like. House boots. Who the fuck is wearing these things? Hey, stop wearing fucking Uggs, man. Why are people wearing Uggs? I don't get it. I don't know. It irritates me. As you can see, I'm frowned up and shit. I'm irritated by Uggs.
I feel you. All right.
You got a pair, don't you?
No.
He literally got quiet like.
No.
You got quiet like, yeah, I know what you're talking about.
I'm not supposed to tell nobody about that.
I know what you're talking about.
I don't do that, man. I dress exactly the same.
You got that look on your face like when somebody's talking some shit that's applying to you, but you don't want to say nothing like.
No, I don't have that. Dude, I got like 5 pairs of the same shoe. Like, I just, you know, whatever.
It's like Einstein, like a little.
Yeah, basically. So. All
right, what's yours?
Mine is the NBA playoffs this year. This year's NBA playoffs.
I'm going to say you smite it.
I actually like it.
Wow.
I actually
you like something. It. Wow.
I actually, you know what? I actually like it because the past few years with all the three super teams or whatever, you pretty much knew it was either going to be Boston or LA. Mm-hmm. That was it. This year, Boston looks like they're about to get knocked the fuck out because them dudes are old. The Lakers look like they're about to get knocked the fuck out because them dudes are also old. Like, Oklahoma City is coming up.
I know. What's
like,
up with
they're
that?
Coming. Memphis Grizzlies.
I know. I was like, I couldn't believe that shit. I was like, Oklahoma.
I mean, we still got the super team, the manufactured Miami Heat, you know, hopefully they get knocked out, whatever. But, excuse me, but it's
It'd be funny if they didn't make it, though, because they made a big-ass noise. Like,
that's what I want to see, you know. Chris Bosh is whack, man. That dude is dope, man. Like, he scores. That's it. Don't ask him to guard anybody. You know. But no,
kind of like Kevin Love, your whole thing.
That dude stands. Of course, he gets 20 rebounds. He stands like 5 feet from you and just lets you shoot. Hope you miss it. Then he got the rebound.
Yeah.
You know, Dennis Rodman would get up on that ass, and then he would still get the rebound
with the box out.
Yeah, that dude's getting in the Hall of Fame too. Like, he deserves it. Best if there's a better defensive player than Dennis Rodman ever, I haven't seen him play.
Cause he was on that stuff, man. That's why he taking up so long to get in there. Cause he on that stuff and he take it in the booty.
Nah. <That's>, the playoffs are interesting, man. You don't know. Memphis Grizzlies. Oklahoma City, Chicago Bulls are back. I'm definitely into it. You know, I want to see who wins. Oklahoma City.
But you said this is the All Stars though. This is the playoffs.
Is it the playoffs? That's
what
the playoffs.
That's when you said the All-Star. Maybe I heard you.
All right. I was saying these All-Star teams, whatever, you know.
Okay.
That was, you know. Boston tried to do it. They acted like they was going to win. They got the 1 year.
That's it.
And then they got old. They forgot that they were old. Everybody forgot. These dudes like 33, 34. Like, they're going to start to break down.
I know. Them knees ain't. They got two good knees between all of them.
You know.
They got two good knees between all of them. Shaq sitting out half the season.
Shaq hasn't played since February. That dude's getting paid to wear a suit. Fuck that. That must be nice.
It must be all that millions of dollars to sit there.
Yeah, well, he needs it. He got divorced, you know.
Yeah, she took him to the cleaners.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's what he get for not getting no prenup.
Yeah.
Shoot, I make $30,000 a year. I want a prenup.
Yeah, that's real. That's real.
But only my end.
Nah. That's real.
Only my end.
But yeah, man, we'll get to the next one.
All right, my like it, smite it is, my next one is, do I like it or smite it? Back boobs.
Oh, okay. I forgot about the terminology. I have not heard that phrase in a little bit. Well, you have to smite that, don't you? Like,
I like it.
You like it? Interesting.
I like back boobs. It's hilarious, man.
Most people laugh at it, so I was like, I didn't know if you...
It's hilarious.
Okay.
How do you get boobies on your back? I mean, now you got boobies coming and going. It's hilarious. It's fun to look at. You know? And plus, there was a picture. The reason why I brought that up is a picture somebody sent me. You know how people are always forwarding emails back and forth. You do that shit, too.
Yeah.
Me and you, we do that shit. But somebody sent me a picture of some girl with the biggest pair of back boobs. It's one of those pictures from Walmart. You know, because, like, they'll show all these fucked up people in Walmart and take pictures. And this woman, you would have swore she was facing you. Like, you would have swore she was facing. It was ridiculous.
I have no comment on this topic.
She was squeezed into some kind of halter top.
I have no comment on this topic.
And she was just flapped over the back. I was like, oh my God.
Wow.
I'm going to see if I can find it. I'm going to see if I can dig that up and find it and show it to you. That shit is hilarious.
I have no comment on that.
All right. So I like that.
Okay.
That's hilarious. It's a good conversation.
Okay. All right. Well, yeah, you're probably going to know the answer to this, but I'm going to take it back to the old school because I had to revisit and make sure how I stand on this.
Okay.
Andrew Dice Clay.
I know you smite this.
Yeah.
I know you smite this.
I was like, you know, I people, he had his haters and obviously had plenty of fans back in the day. You know, I remember like a month or two ago, I was like, you know what? It's been a long time. You know, let me just go back and listen to this stuff. You know, because sometimes time changes.
Yeah.
You know, it's whacker than it was back then. Like, just like, yeah, blow me, you bitch. You know, it's like, it's terrible. That dude is terrible, man. Oh, my God. Every song was, everything was, oh. Yeah, you know, he had like an album in, 10 years ago, Face Down, Ass Up.
Yeah.
And then he had like songs on there where he was trying to rap and stuff. It was
get the fuck out of here.
I'm not. He was rap.
Fuck out of here. You lying.
Oh my God. It was like, you remember
you
that lying. Rodney? Like Rodney Dangerfield did the Rapid Rodney song or whatever?
Yeah.
It was like that, but like for like a few songs. Not just
you
one.
You a damn lie.
I'm
man.
Not making it. You know,
a damn
like,
lie. I don't believe that. You know, I don't believe that.
That dude's had plenty of success. He is a comedy legend by default. But I smite it.
That's almost as bad as Macho Man, or, you know, Randy Macho Man.
Yeah, he did
Savage
a whole album
rapping.
That was.
I've been trying to find that shit on sale because I wanted that one. I've been trying to show my wife because he rapped the way he talked.
Yeah.
That's how you rap. When I go downstairs and I wait, no need.
Yeah.
Shit is so funny.
Yeah.
So, if y'all out there listening and somebody's actually bought that Macho Man Randy Savage, send it to, zip it up and send it to.
Well, you can find it. Yeah, you can find anything. No, they got to show a picture with the hard copy.
Yeah.
I don't want digital zip. You getting a picture with the hard
copy. No, I want a copy without buying it, so.
No, I want to see the hard copy. You can zip it to us, but we need to see the hard copy. Cause you can find, I can find anything.
True. All right.
Allegedly, I can find anything.
All right, so I will do this. If you can send us a picture with you holding the album and send the album, zip it up and send it to jasonsbasementbnc@gmail.com. You can do that. I will send you every album that we've made for free.
Yeah.
Not every album that's coming out, but every album that we made for free.
That's still an expensive catalog. That's a good deal.
Yeah, that's a good deal.
Some stuff.
It's a good deal. That's a value of $4.
What you trying to say? My music ain't tight? What's up? What you trying to say? I'm not tight?
Brother, why you gotta be there, brothers?
Why
we
you
brothers.
Gotta do that? You said it was $4. That's a lot of
we CDs. Brothers, brother. And it's all your albums that's $4.
Oh, that's messed up. That's messed up.
Everybody else's album's free. See, look at that. I'm trying to talk about you, brother. It's about you, brother. Why we gotta be fighting like this? This is what the white man wants us to do, brother.
I was about to join you in that. I just couldn't do it.
All right.
Oh, good time.
So, all right, let me think. What was my, I lost my train of thought. Okay. What was my last light it, like it or smite it. Dang, I can't remember what it was. It was a good one. Oh, god damn. I lost it.
I lost it, man.
Right. You got another one? And then maybe I'll get it back.
That's what she said, first of all. And, let's see.
You know, I've been changing it. I've been saying that's what he said.
Yeah,
I don't say that's what she said.
Well, there's an opportunity to say that's what he
said. No, I say it even if it, like, flies. I always say that's what she. That's what he said.
Still some, you know, you can still.
Because it makes you gay.
Yeah, well, yeah, whatever. but actually, let's do that. I will say, you know, Latter Day The Office. So like, let's see after season four.
Season five. I know you smite it.
It's a little bit of both.
A little bit of bittersweet.
It's bittersweet. It just it ain't as tight as it used to be. It only has its moments now. Mm-hmm. To me. You know, it's like listening to, you know, insert band that's been around for a long time, you know. I'ma still check it out.
Mm-hmm.
I'm always gonna make it a point to check it out, but it ain't as tight.
I remember you was kind of hating on it a few weeks ago.
Cause
I was talking about
it. It just ain't as tight. It did get kind of weak for a while, man.
But how much more can you do with the show? So,
yeah,
you know what I mean. But I mean, with the parameters of what they got, I think they still keep it decent, you know what I mean? Because I mean, still centered in this one office, you know.
Yeah,
because I mean?
So, like, you know, even in season four, you could kind of start to see it going around. I don't know.
What do you think about Will Ferrell being in it?
Is he like permanent?
I think he's coming in.
Because if he's permanent, like, he would be a good person to fill in. Yeah. Actually, you know what I found out is, you remember maybe season two or three? There was the woman, I think her name is Carol. And she was like the real estate agent that Michael was with. That's actually Steve Carell's real wife.
No shit.
Yeah. That's what I read about. You know, I don't know if they still. I'd heard that like two or three years ago. You know how it is sometimes. Yeah.
I heard that too somewhere. You probably want to tell me that.
I don't know. But that's apparently, you know, that's real life.
All right. So you.
Keep it in the family.
So you like and the reoccurring like and smite of.
I don't know.
All right, so I figured out what my last like of the smite it was. Okay. So what do you think? Donald Trump.
I think the only person who likes that is Donald Trump.
Like, I like it.
You like it? Why?
I like it because it brings back that old, good old-fashioned racism, man. You know what I mean? He's got all these old, good old-fashioned racists whooped up into a frenzy. You know, and you can see these motherfuckers, and you know who's racist. The people that are sitting there saying Obama's not born in America or...
Yeah, we ain't never had this debate by any other president. You know, they might have been like, alright, well, you know, Bush may still be snorting something, Clinton may still be having five chicks on the side.
Yeah.
But it wasn't like, you are not an American.
You know what I mean?
So, like, dude, and what was the funny thing about it, And it's like, if you tomorrow were to go to get like, be like, hey, I lost my birth certificate, I need another one. That short form one, that's the one they're gonna give you.
Yeah.
Like that's what, you know.
Yeah, that's what they give you.
And see, again, and like I was saying earlier, these same people, if you bring up any other conspiracy theory, mm-hmm. anything else, they're gonna be like, I shut up and give you high my president. All of a sudden, this is a dude they don't like. All of a sudden, you know, he's not really American.
See, and that's what makes it funny.
And it goes the other way, too.
That's what I'm saying.
It goes the other way, too.
The hypocrisy of it.
These people are so tinfoil about Bush that they don't want to say anything about the current dude. And they're so all about him, and they can't keep their mouth shut. It's like, be consistent, people. You're either skeptical of government or you're not.
Mm-hmm. You see what I'm saying? That's why I like Trump, because he brings all that bullshit that we thought was behind us back out in the light again. Well, you know what I'm saying? Like the whole birth certificate shit that we thought was over with, he bring it back up. And you, anyway, that's what I'm saying. The dude is corny and crazy anyway with the hairdo, and he think he tough and all that little shit like that. You know what I'm saying?
He got that terrible mop on his head. That's just like, That hair piece is just like, you know, some woman with too much Botox or something. It's the same principle.
It's terrible, man. No, there's bad, then there's just fucked up. And that shit is fucked up.
Yeah.
I don't know what I don't know who you think he fooled.
He's running for president. That dude has companies go bankrupt like 5 or 6 times. You really want that dude in control now?
He ain't gonna run for president. He ain't running for president.
Yeah, it's like he ain't talking about, oh, I would support him. Really, a dude who's gone bankrupt a bunch of times.
He ain't running for president. He just talking shit. You know what I mean? He's a little dude in the club talking all the shit, but ain't gonna do nothing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's who he is. What nigga? I wish a nigga would put his motherfucking hands on me, nigga.
Ain't gonna change.
Trick or treat, cheek, pew pew pew.
And nothing changes, man. We're still gonna be, you know, fighting somebody.
Some bullshit.
And we're always gonna be trying to recover from some deficit, you know.
Yeah, America live on deficit, whatever.
That's what we do. That's why, you know, you still vote, but you know that it's the Bill Hicks. They're probably showing him some angle at JFK that we ain't seen. So whatever big plans he's got, he ain't gonna do it once he gets there.
Yeah, he's lying, because Obama switched everybody his tune up as soon as he got in the motherfucker.
Remember, George W. Bush, the candidate, wasn't interested in nation building.
Mm-hmm.
Remember that? Mm-hmm. Yeah. He wasn't interested in nation building, but he sure did some nation building. Just like, Obama was gonna do everything.
He did some shit.
The healthcare thing, but that was it.
That was some bullshit, and it's fact. That's why I smited Obama a couple weeks ago.
All right,
you know what I mean? Because I don't know, he disappointed the shit out of me.
But it's just like, you can't be disappointed. See, let's get into this a little bit. We're not even gonna get too deep.
Not too deep.
But it's just the thing of people, you know, bitching, complaining about, oh, I voted for it. It's like, because you didn't vote for who you want, man. If you really thought that this third party can't, everybody's always like, oh, this dude, I really like where he's, but he ain't gonna win, so I'm not gonna vote for him. I'm gonna just go vote for this lesser of two evils. And then you're gonna get pissed off when that lesser of two evils gets in there and he ain't really that tight. Like, the problem is you. You didn't vote for him. We done proved it in this very state.
But NATO, crazy as hell.
If you vote for, well, we proved it, you know, we may not have been a good governor, but we've proven it. That if you vote for the dude that you truly thought was tight, he'll win. Like, whatever. Like, just vote for who you truly want. Like, don't vote for lesser two evils and then complain. I don't want to hear it. You know, if you truly believe in Obama and you're a little, I get it. But a lot of people are just like lesser two evils, like everybody always does. You know, and then they disappoint.
The American way.
Come on.
The American way, baby.
That's all I got to say.
American way. Even if we voted or didn't vote, we still gonna complain. That's what we do, baby. That's what we do, baby.
Be consistent.
All right, so let's get into it. The TQD Corner.
Yeah.
Your blog that you got going on.
Yeah, so what I do is I talk about, it's on backgroundnoisecrew.com.
.com.
Also thequietdude.com. That's my personal site. It's on both of them, mm-hmm.
Hit them up.
So at least go to one of the sites and you'll find it either way. And I talk about things that were from days gone by in hip-hop. I don't want to talk about it today. I like to wax, you know, philosophical. Like I've done things like, I did like my favorite diss tracks. Like
which is?
Broken Down. Well, let me get into it. I've broken down like the whole Ice Cube catalog from day one to now. You know, I've done, you know, stuff like that, mm-hmm. you know. Who are my favorite rappers? What are my favorite songs of the 90s? Like, I've done different things like that, you know, and I'm still planning on more. My most recent blog was about Onyx, their second album, All We Got Is Us, which I never really got.
I haven't heard that shit.
I never really got into Onyx, you know, it was a lot of just like shouting and I'm gonna fucking bust your face, you know, just right. like just this brute force, you know, whatever. And he really just was waiting for Sticky Fingers to rap, and the other two dudes wasn't really that tight. But on that second album, like the beats were crazy good, like, and they actually were all. He was still waiting for Sticky Fingers to get on the mic, but like the other two dudes were like, they were still no, but the other two dudes were, you know, they stepped their game up and they was flowing and they tried to. Do more than just I'm gonna fucking stick you up and rob you. You know, they actually tried to like do a little bit of social commentary, a little bit of the shit talking, a little bit of the street stuff.
Dude,
you know. And then of course the next album they just went back to I'm gonna just rob you again.
Yeah. But I like Shut 'Em Down though. I can't.
Shut 'Em Down was a little all we got
I kinda
is
like that. I haven't heard it, man. You got it?
Yeah,
I'm gonna see if
I will let you listen to
it. See if I can purchase it.
I will let you listen to it, so then you can go purchase it. Babe. No, it's good though, man. Like they did their thing.
I'm gonna see if I can quote unquote purchase this album.
But no, like I mean, the thing of we were talking about Tupac. Like you couldn't go anywhere without hearing that "All Eyes on Me."
Mm-hmm.
You couldn't go in. I'm like. And what's funny about that is the four biggest selling albums is like of all time in hip hop in order is Speaking Box, Love Below, Life After Death from Biggie, mm-hmm. Please Hammer Don't Hurt Him, and All Eyes on Me from Tupac. Now the funny thing is three of those, everything except for the Hammer, those are all double albums, mm-hmm. and double albums count as two sales. Mm. So technically, Hammer still has the highest selling album in hip hop history, really, if you really think about it. Like I, you know, because Speaker Box sold like 13, but you know the two discs, so that's really like 7.5. Hammer then sold like 10 million. You know,
So how did that dude fuck all that money up, man?
He was helping out too many people. You remember all the he had like 90 dancers on stage? Those were all just people from the neighborhood he was helping out. Like that's how he didn't. It wasn't just he was buying like 90 cars. He was trying to employ everybody from the hood. Like stop, you know, selling crack. You know, just come out on tour and dance. The problem is you got 200 people you're paying. You know, you're paying 200 people like $30,000 a year or something. Then you got to have your own lifestyle. And, oh, by the way, you still need to pay your taxes too. It's like, that's how you go broke, you know. It's like, that's...
Man, he fucked that money
like,
though.
He was just trying to help out too many people. Yeah, it's a very, very nice thing to do, but it just... That ain't gonna work, you know. I got a thing about him. Like, I wrote about him a couple months ago. People he's not a one-hit wonder. Like, you can't touch this was a big something. Like, the album before, Let's Get It Started, that sold like 2 million.
Mm-hmm.
Then the Please Hammer Don't Hurt Him sold like 10. Then the two Legit to Quit sold like 6. And then the one after that, I forget what it was called, that sold like 1.5. It's like, that's not a one-hit wonder. Like, somebody liked him.
Yeah, somebody was buying it, yeah.
You know, you may selectively forget to remember. You know, you may not remember or want to remember, but y'all were into him for a little while. You were into him for like 5 or 6 years, you were supporting him. Stop faking. He ain't the one. Same like Sir Mix-a-Lot, man. Like,
mm-hmm.
he went gold and platinum before Baby got back. Now, obviously, after that, that was it.
Yeah.
But, you know, he was already selling. Posse's on Broadway, that was a hit.
Yeah,
you know?
That shit was dope. I mean, we were jamming in it for a long time.
You know, he ain't, you know, people like to selectively, you know. Now, Marky Mark, that dude was a one hit. And he's still Marky Mark. Fuck, I don't care if you're a serious actor.
Yeah.
You're still just like,
act
you
like
know,
he tough. You know,
I don't care if you're Morpheus, Larry Fishburne. You're still the cowboy from Pee-wee's Playhouse. Like, you know.
Oh, shit.
You remember that shit now.
Oh,
yeah.
Shit.
It's like, I still remember that. You got to own your history, man. Like, Marky Mark,
man,
bring that
I thought
up.
About that.
People like to, people have brought it up. He's like, yeah, I don't talk about it. You know what? Own it.
Yeah,
you didn't have a problem with it when you was counting that money.
Yeah, you came up
when you were
that.
Counting that money, playing all those tours. You didn't have a problem with it then. Now we look back a little while, and then everybody laughing at you. And now you want to pretend that that's why I got number respect from Hammer. He was terrible, but like he's to this day, he's like, oh, fuck you guys. My shit was tight. I sold a lot of records. Like I can respect that. He owns it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, some of them other dudes, they're just like, you know, that's in my past. I was just, no, fuck that. You did it.
Like Vanilla Ice, all them.
Yeah, that dude. Like,
you did that.
You owned it. You won.
You did that shit.
Yeah. That dude sold like 6 million albums. You didn't have a problem selling 6 million albums and going on a world tour. Now we're laughing at you 20 years later, and now you suddenly got a problem with it. Come on. Stop faking. You know, when you were counting that money, it was cool. It wasn't a thing in your past when you was counting the money.
And getting a Grammy.
Yeah.
That dude got a Grammy,
come on,
dude.
Man.
That dude got a Grammy. Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
Well, that's some bullshit.
That's messed up.
Anyways, so, all right.
Back in the time. But yeah, so I just kind of talk about days gone by. You know, I'll have something a little more. Actually, next month, I've already got it planned out, what I'm going to talk about.
And you give a little tease?
No.
No tease?
No.
I guess we had to check it out at thequietdude.com.
Because when I talk, I'm going to, you know, I'll appear on this podcast once a month.
Mm-hmm.
And what I talk about here and what's on the blog is going to be different.
Okay.
So I'm gonna write my upcoming article, which I have like three of them that are half done, so I truly can't divulge which one I'm going to be posting. But so I'll write that, and then I'll come on here and I'll talk about something else. That's actually why I want to do this, is because I want to talk about a lot of different things. So next month, for what I'm going to talk about, the only clue I'm going to give you, Shaquille O'Neal. That's all I'm going to say about next month. That's all I'm going to talk about. You know, for now. But you'll see, I'll be on, you know, about a month from now. We'll talk about it then. But so yeah, go to backgroundnoisecrew.com. TQD's Corner of the blog. Check out the other things in there. You know, we do make music too. Sometimes.
Yeah, and you got thequietdude.com, right?
Yeah, I got that. You know, that one's just all about me. But, you know, if you want to read about me and everybody else in Background Noise Crew, you go there, backgroundnoisecrew.com. It's gonna be some good stuff. We got a lot of things coming.
Mm-hmm.
I'm excited. You know, Status Range got his album, Brutally Honest, that's out.
Brutally Honest.
You know,
we got a show coming up soon, don't we?
I do not have the list in front of me.
I know.
It's not very professional of me.
I know. Me
go to backgroundnoisecrew.com because I know they're there. They are posted there.
It'll be there, yes.
Egypto told me they're posted on the site, so they're there. Check out, you know, we're on Bandcamp. We're in the process of getting into all the iTunes and all that. But for now, bncmusic.bandcamp.com.
All that. And yeah, just Google us.
And you know, backgroundnoisecrew.com is where you'll find it. You know, we got more things coming. We can't really get into all that at the moment.
Some shit on the horizon.
Yeah, so, yeah.
All right, so hit them up, man, thequietdude.com. Hit us up at thebackgroundnoisecrew.com, or you can hit me and Jason up at, mainly Jason, the other Jason, not the good-looking one. You can hit the, hit the ugly one up at jasonsbasement.net, or hit us up with some emails, advice, some stories, some pictures, whatever, at jasonsbasementbnc@gmail.com. All right? Anyway, so on that word, we're out of here. So you want to try to harmonize? Podcast.
Yeah.
You got all the prima donna on it.
Yeah, what you know about that?
All right, y'all. Peace.
So he left it on that.